The Obama administration has started drawing down U.S. forces from Afghanistan, but there's no end in sight for one Northwest soldier. Saturday marks 3 years since the Taliban captured Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. He's the only U.S. soldier known to be in enemy hands. Jessica Robinson traveled to his hometown of Haley, Idaho. She found a town that remains solidly supportive of its native son, even amid questions about the circumstances of his capture.
It's hard to find a tree, fence post, or telephone pole around Haley that doesn't have a yellow bow on it. Many of these bows come from an arts and crafts store on Main Street, owned by Jane Drussel.
Well, right now, unfortunately, I'm all sold out. I'm awaiting another supply of my yellow ribbon. The Boy Scouts just finished redoing all the trees in town.
Haley residents freshen up the bows periodically as the ribbon frays and fades in the southern Idaho sun. It all started 3 years ago when Bo Bergdahl went missing in Afghanistan. Drussel says for her, the ribbon is a gesture of support for Bergdahl's father, a local UPS driver who she sees almost every day.
We don't speak a lot about this, but you can see by the look on his face and the sadness. And it's to my heart.
Drussel adds something that helps explain why the yellow ribbon has become so important.
You feel very helpless. As a community, you feel helpless because there's not a lot you can do. Only the people in Washington can do this.
And earlier this year, it looked like the people in Washington were making progress. The U.S. and factions of the Taliban appeared ready to negotiate a peace deal, a deal that would reportedly include swapping Guantanamo Bay prisoners for Bo Bergdahl. The Bergdahl's next-door neighbor, Leanne Ferris, says Bo's parents were elated.
I think Bob and Jenny really felt he was coming home in April, and so we were all excited. We all got our hopes up and everything, and then it all fell apart.
Details of what happened are not clear. There was the accidental burning of Qurans in Afghanistan. Then a U.S. soldier from Western Washington went on a shooting rampage there. Peace negotiations stalled. Bo Bergdahl's parents had remained resolutely out of the spotlight for nearly 3 years, but this spring they started to criticize the government's slow-moving efforts to get their son out of captivity. In print articles and at this Memorial Day rally at the nation's capital, Bob Bergdahl called for action.
Bo, if you can hear me, you are not forgotten, and so help me God, you will come home. We will not leave you behind.
3 years have gone by, and their son still isn't home. I think anybody can understand the frustration that would build.
Colonel Tim Marsano is the media liaison for the Bergdahls, who are now declining all further interviews. Marsano says their move did achieve its goal. People were speaking about Bo Bergdahl at the highest levels in the Department of Defense. In fact, it's often the family speaking out that spurs the government to action in POW cases. That's according to Richard Samuels. He studies political captivity with MIT's Center for International Studies.
It's an issue of political emotion. There are very few issues that tug at the communitarian heartstring the way a kidnapping does.
But other details also came out in recent news reports that Samuel says diverge from the usual script. Rolling Stone magazine wrote that Bo had sent an email shortly before his capture that indicated deep disillusionment with the military. The article suggests Bo walked off the base on his own.
If in fact he had deserted and then been picked up by the Taliban, it makes it more difficult then for him to become the iconic hero of a political captivity drama.
Bo Bergdahl officially remains missing/captured, and Colonel Marsano says while the exact circumstances of his disappearance are not known, for now they make no difference.
We in the military want him back. That's our sole purpose right now. Get him home.
Outside of Haley, Idaho, Mary Shoemaker sits on her front porch. She's surrounded by hayfields and mountains that seem to rise up out of them without warning. It's the same landscape that Bo grew up in. Shoemaker knew him as a child.
I have a picture of they were over to our place and we had rabbits and he's out there playing with the bunnies, chasing the bunnies around the yard. Yeah, I think he was an outdoors boy.
Shoemaker says people here are unfazed by recent news reports.
I think the community has shown their support in this. He's a captured soldier.
Bo Bergdahl will be the honorary Grand Marshal of Haley's 4th of July parade this year. When the city chose him, they had hoped that he would be home for it. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.